Oh, yeah, that was Johnny Dyes. Take a moment and just breathe. Maybe you're having a crazy, hectic day today, and maybe you needed to just to push pause for just a moment, kind of regroup, take a deep breath, and refocus on the Lord, and helps put things in perspective for you as you head back into the busy day, back into the chaos. It is Tuesday morning, and that means it's time for Kelly and Coffee. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm doing good.
Are you enjoying your coffee?
Of course, yes. Immensely.
Well, good. Yeah, there are a lot of events coming up, and we're going to be talking about those in just a few minutes. So be sure to get your calendar, a notepad out, so you can write down some of these very important upcoming dates. We'd love for you to join us for some upcoming concerts and activities and things going on in the area. So go ahead and make sure you have a pencil handy so you can write it down. Or, of course, you can always look it up later on our calendar. But anyhow, we'd like you to be right here with us now. On Tuesday mornings, Kelly, our business manager, joins us in the studio to share our listener stories, some of what God is doing or how God is using the Praise Network in different people's lives. And I want to see what you have for us today, Kelly.
Well, we had a listener from Mauston write in, and he said, Christian music plays a big role in my life by connecting me to God, by simply worshiping Him and staying positive, knowing Christ is always there by me. Thank you for airing music that can directly influence and change people's lives through Christ.
And music is a very, very powerful tool. I was thinking back to when I was a teenager and went through kind of a rebellious time. And I think about the music that I listened to then. Well, every now and then I'll hear one of those oldies, and and I'll hear the words in the song and listen to the message that is coming through, and it's like, wow, you know, it really did impact the choices that I made and the life that I was living. And music will do that, either for good or for bad.
Yes.
And sometimes even today I'll scan the dial to see what else is out there. And some of the songs that I come across are so full of anger, full of despair, full of immorality, you know, just all things that are not helpful or encouraging or pleasing or drawing you closer to God. So
right.
To be able to put music out there 24 hours a day, I mean, you can turn on the station and you're going to hear something good and something true. Like the Bible says, to think on the things that are good, of good report, and that are lovely and pure and true. And that's a message that is going out 24 hours a day. So glad that God is using it in this listener's life from Mauston to be able to connect him to God. Very
exactly.
Cool.
And Brittany wrote us from Norwalk, and she says, when I listen to Praise Network, it gives me encouragement and helps me to focus on the Lord more, especially when life gets hard. Thank you for being here for us. I really do appreciate it. May the Lord bless you all and your ministry.
You know, we do hear from a lot of listeners who are going through hard times, like Brittany talked about, people who are going through the loss of a loved one, maybe a devastating illness or a financial crisis, just so much pain and so much hurt and so much suffering out there. But so many times we hear back from them and say, you know, it was during that time that God used the Praise Network just to be that constant source of hope and encouragement that, hey, you're going to get through this and that God is with you.
Kind of like the Philippians 4:8 verse that you just referenced, you know, helping them to think on something else besides that problem, helping them to keep their focus on God during those struggles. No.
Yeah, because it's so easy when we're in the midst of a crisis or chaos that that is all that we see. And it's there's another song. I think in lyrics. So I think of another song. I don't know if we mentioned it before, but by the J.J. Weeks Band, Look a Little Higher. I think we talked about that last week. But looking above the circumstances and getting your eyes on God and that, getting that eternal perspective, which helps immensely.
It does, because too often we want to fix it ourselves, and we just focus so much on it because we have to figure it out.
Yeah, we're fixers, aren't we, Kelly?
We
like to get things done. Our favorite word is?
Done,
D-O-N-E.
Yep.
We love that word. But yeah, so again, see it from God's perspective helps a lot.
It sure does. And the last one that I brought is from a listener in La Crosse, and she says, the timing of some of the sermons being preached at precisely the time when I need them is amazing. My walk with God is strengthened every day because of this station. A huge thank you to all involved in making this possible.
Yeah, several nuggets there, you know, that her walk with God is strengthened every day through a radio station.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is definitely a God thing. And being able to hear just that right message at just that right time when you need it. And that happens to me, too. That's a God thing. You know, it's a supernatural thing. God could definitely find people, I'll speak for myself, more talented and, you know, more whatever, better, more better. There's a good one for you. to do, you know, what we're doing here. And he uses the weak things of the world to confound the wise, the Bible says. And to know that he's using our feeble efforts here supernaturally to reach people and to strengthen people mm-hmm. and to minister people at their precise point of need, as that listener referenced.
Yep, that is. It's very encouraging. That often even happens to us here. Mm-hmm. We've talked about that. Or I've said to James, now, could you just tell me again who that was? Or what did they just say? Because I'm like, I got to write that down. That was a good quote. Or mm-hmm. I got to look at that verse or whatever it may be. It's just what I needed at that right time.
Mm. And we, of course, behind the scenes can actually rewind if we need to hear something
yes.
again right away.
Exactly.
So, yeah, we do that. And there's been something that has been going through my mind that Ron Hutchcraft said as I'm praying for my family members. He told a story probably a few weeks ago about this little boy and his mom. And I don't know, remember all the details, but his mom became ill. And I don't know if it's like a diabetic coma or something like that, but she was very, very ill. And he was maybe 3 years old, 3 or 4 years old. And he was able to pick up the phone and call his dad. He said, "Daddy, mommy needs help. Please come quickly."
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I pray that for my family. It's like, "Daddy, Abba Father, you know, my loved one needs help. Please come quickly."
Yes.
And knowing that he can step in and take care of that situation.
Amen.
So there are nuggets like that that we take away and that God uses in
exactly.
our lives.
Exactly. Mm. Yes, very true.
We have several events coming up that we would like you to mark your calendar and hopefully join us. Coming up this Saturday, it is Resonate 2016, which is a community-wide worship event taking place at Riverside Park in La Crosse. And the next Friday, September the 9th, it'll be the Rock and Ride Carnival at Oasis Church in Toma, a free concert with Citizen Way and Manic Drive. Also, True Serva and Tiffany Sinko will be there. And, of course, Carnival Rides. Again, that's the Oasis Church Rock and Ride Carnival. Looking forward to Citizen Way. Love those guys. What mm-hmm. a great band. And looking forward to them coming back. Actually, a couple of them hail from Janesville, Wisconsin. So looking forward to seeing them. And then looking ahead, coming up October 1st.
October 1st, we have the Praise Network's Choose Joy Women's Conference.
Yes, ladies, do hope that you can join us. Tell us who's going to be there.
Well, I'm very excited myself, but Debbie Griffith will be there from Everyday Matters radio program. I'm sure many of them have heard her.
Mm-hmm.
She's on the air here Monday through Friday in the morning. She will be our main speaker, so she will, I'm sure, make us laugh. Maybe make us cry, but I think that we will all walk away with many nuggets of truth for us to use during our weeks ahead. And then she will be joined by contemporary artist Sherry Kagi, who will be leading us in worship and doing a mini concert in the afternoon.
That's going to be nice. Just a time to come apart, ladies, and who among us doesn't need that, you know, just to have a break from it all, to focus on the Lord, have some great fun and fellowship. And I know Debbie's going to be a hoot. She's just lot of fun.
I can't wait.
And again, the title is Choose Joy, because joy is a choice, especially during the difficult times.
Exactly.
You know, the Bible says to be joyful in all circumstances. That's not always easy to do, but God enables us to do that, to choose joy in spite of it all.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So we're going to have a lot of fun. Again, that is coming up on October the 1st.
Yes.
So mark your calendars. Tickets are available at itickets.com. You can also stop by Redemption Christian Bookstore in Onalaska and pick them up, or at our studios here in Sparta. And that way we get to meet you and say hi.
Exactly.
So feel free to stop by during regular business hours. And then looking ahead to November, on November the 5th, it'll be for King and Country, and Jordan Feliz and KB will be in concert in the Wisconsin Dells. So lots of fun stuff coming up. Mark your calendars. If you missed any of that, you can find those details on our calendar at praisenetwork.com.
Yes.
Kelly, thanks again for all you do.
Welcome.
Kelly is organizing the whole women's conference, and this is one of her gifts and specialties as a former wedding planner. Have we ever mentioned that?
I don't know,
but she's really good at this. So it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm sure it'll be a very special day for us.
It'll be nice.
Ladies to get away. Again, that's coming up October 1st. Kelly, have a blessed day. Thanks
yes,
again.
Yes, you too.